disease, and terrorism override International Religious Freedom Day. There's finally some good news in the Ebola fight. And what do you think about women in leadership? Controversy? We'll explore these issues and more on the next edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Did you know Monday was International Religious Freedom Day? If you didn't, you're not alone. Open Doors' David Curry offers this explanation as to why it went unnoticed by so many.
It's fair to say that our government hasn't really been focused, as it should be, on religious freedom around the world, and it's becoming the centerpiece of some of the main issues we're facing.
But religious freedom matters. Ignoring it means we're dealing with bigger problems right now.
Because the West has overlooked the importance of religious freedom. We have issues with groups like the Islamic State, Boko Haram in Nigeria, Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Open Doors stands with the church under pressure. Curry's inviting you to join him. You can advocate any time, but there are two events this weekend.
This Saturday, there's a simulcast where we're going to be interviewing persecuted believers from around the world. It's going to be an interactive event. It's going to be really powerful. There also is an event for churches and groups on Sunday, the International Day of Prayer.
Next, do elections in your country cause this kind of reaction?
Every Christian that I know in Indonesia is feeling relief and delight that this man becomes their new leader.
That was Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International. He says the new president of Muslim-dominated Indonesia is advocating for more acceptance of non-Muslim religions. National pastors, helped by FMI, hope this tolerance translates to more religious freedom.
They're looking for fewer restrictions. They're looking for many changes that will show that Indonesia is much more open.
Get the full report at missionnetworknews.org. In light of the growing ISIS caliphate, pray other Islamic nations will follow Indonesia's example.
Here is the world's largest Muslim-dominant country turning its back on ISIS, so to speak, and is saying, we welcome the contributions that Christians are having in this country.
This is Mission Network News. Some good news in the Ebola fight. The World Health Organization has declared Nigeria and Senegal free of Ebola transmission. The outbreak remains serious in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Global Aid Network, together with CRU, their partner in Liberia, is part of the solution. CRU students are operating a mobile phone prayer chain, training nationals in Ebola prevention, distributing aid, and following up with Ebola survivors. Details on how God's directing this outreach are at our website. Meanwhile, MNN's Katie Harth confronts a global church issue.
That's right, Greg. Joe Hanley of Asian Access is sharing insight today on a topic that's controversial in both sacred and secular circles: women in roles of leadership.
We've got to expand investing in women. And, you know, I think it's important that we empower and platform people. It doesn't matter if they're women or young people, whatever. We need to empower to expand the kingdom.
Over the next few days, we'll look at the pros and cons of women in leadership and how that issue is impacting ministry.
In order for them to really start to be having the influence that God's given them, releasing those gifts for the kingdom, they've got to be put into positions of influence.
You can join the conversation at missionnetworknews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And have you ever wanted to change somebody's life? Orphan Outreach is looking for medical professionals to help them in Guatemala this March. They'll be providing medical care and food, as well as building shelters. Most importantly, team members will be showing orphans the love and compassion of Christ, as well as the gospel. Visit our website to get more information and to sign up. Pray that enough medical volunteers will participate and that the Guatemala trip will be a success. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the new book, Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer. This book will help you better understand Islam so you can pray and be equipped to interact with Muslims all around you. Get Cross in the Shadow of the Crescent at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.